Most people did not plant the fear in their children. To talk of this 1904 lynching would have planted fear. We were not raised in fear. We were raised in a lot of love in our community and to respect people and to do what was right.
That's Janice Streeter, a 67-year-old Arkansan whose grandfather lived through the St. Charles Massacre in 1904. The massacre, which killed 13 black men over 3 days, took place in southeast Arkansas, in a rural town alongside the White River, a tributary of the Mississippi. Today, the century-old incident is widely unknown among prominent state authors, historians, and residents of Arkansas County. I'm Mary Hennigan with the Howard Center for Investigative Journalism. For the last 4 months, I have investigated this 1904 lynching incident through newspaper articles, interviews with descendants, and census documents. I visited St. Charles with Janice Streeter and we drove together, passing through the rural farmland where black residents would have lived. We visited the town museum and went to the site of the old Hopewell Church that once served as a safe organizing space for the black community. At the banks of the White River, Streeter motioned to a lone houseboat docked on the side. She says that this open water access, where the ferry traveled back and forth in 1904, would have been the site of the initial conflict, a night of gambling between two black men and one white, which ended in an argument and led to a deadly week-long search for the gamblers.
This is the actual site where the black man and the white man were gambling. These boats would have been lined up around here, off this river, right here.
117 years later, the town of St. Charles has remained small, but grew in road and highway developments, changing the overall geography of the town's landmarks. The other significant locations of the week-long terror, the warehouse where black residents were gathered, the jail 5 men were shot outside of, and other specific death places go unknown. In the town of Helena, 40 miles to the east, sits the only local attempt to commemorate the 1904 incident at the Delta Cultural Center. Museum curator Drew Ulrich says the art piece, a large sculpted man with bullet wounds on his body and 13 shots around him representing the victims, helps to memorialize the event, in which no original artifacts can be found.
There's a lot of deprivation of remembering the incident and also how it was recorded and written about. The only accounts that I'm aware of are white accounts of it. And there's, to my knowledge, no evidence of any of the places or artifacts, authentic artifacts from this incident. So this is kind of a testimony to compensate for the people and, you know, the relics that were missing.
The 1904 lynching has nearly been erased from history. The black population has decreased in the county. The town of St. Charles does not have a historical marker to recognize the event, and oral storytelling within families of the victims is scarce. For the Howard Center for Investigative Journalism, I'm Mary Hennigan.